Your message then, Barry, to Florida taxpayers is that as we are in this hurricane season, Citizens today is $4 billion short of what you would like it to have as the leader of Citizens Property Insurance. Is that right?
That is exactly right.
So make up that $4 billion. Are you going to make it up over the course of your tenure by peeling off policies out of Citizens, lowering that risk, essentially, or having to try to go back to the legislature and increase rates?
The two ways to reduce the probable maximum loss are, A, you know, bill reserves, bill surplus. The better way is to reduce the size of the overall exposure through depopulation and reducing the size of Citizens.
So in other words, when you're talking, on one hand, it is increasing rates. You're talking about increasing reserves. You got to increase revenue for that to happen. The second part, depopulation, means fewer policies.
Absolutely. So in terms of that shortfall you're referring to, Tom, in terms of the population of Florida, obviously the preferred way is we get smaller. The objective is to reduce the size of Citizens, and by reducing the size of Citizens, reduce the potential for hurricane taxes. That was made crystal clear.
Reduce it ultimately to out of existence?
My view is we'll never be out of existence. I don't think it's a practical objective. If you take a look at the overall Florida market, let me give you some numbers. Mm-hmm. We've got 186,000 homes within Citizens that are over 50 years old. We have 60,000 mobile homes that are over 25 years old. We have residences located in the highest risk areas, Monroe County. So, you know, we have risks that I do not believe the private market will step up to.
So this is interesting, Barry. So if private market won't accept that financial risk, why should other state taxpayers accept that financial risk?
You know, that's why I can state, you know, I'm not a policymaker. that is one of the challenges, I think, that the legislature has to resolve. I think they have to come up with a position relative to, you know, how much risk is going to be subsidized by the state in general. And that, I mean, you asked the $64,000 question. I mean, that's the question. I believe.
I think it's a $19.4 billion question, right? It's the one in 100-year storm question.
Yeah, well, it is. But keep in mind also, Tom, that if you take a Cat 5 hurricane, you know, coming through Miami, Lauderdale, you know, Miami and Lauderdale at current values, then you're talking about $100 billion